Dear Editor. Deer shouldn't be comfortable in proximity to humans, March 20th. Jim Nelson's tone suggests an outdated concept that humans should have dominion over everything in our path. And anything that gets in our way should give way. He also purports to understand what deer are thinking, in terms of their sense of entitlement. I have to wonder if he's had the opportunity to conduct a Vulcan, not the town, mind meld, with any of these haunting menaces? I have a few win-win suggestions for him and anyone else who wishes to, happily kill one, of the deer, with my bare hands. First of all, don't try it, you'll end up in a hospital, not sure which one, or worse yet, dropped off by cab at a local, medicine motel. But don't worry, Premier Danielle Smith or Ministers Adriana LaGrange, Jason Nixon will cover the bill. Second, adopt a dog or two, preferably from Okotoks Pound Rescue, which posts adorable mutts in need of a compassionate caregiver in this paper weekly. I can assure you from personal experience with our two fur buddies over the past 2.5 years that the deer, and us, give each other plenty of mutually respectful leeway. Third, the daily dog walk, heck, make it 2 or 3 times per day, will fulfill Livingstone McLeod MLA Chelsea Petrovic's healthcare advice, per the Calgary Herald. Maybe the reason you had a heart attack was because you haven't taken care of yourself, and then, come into the hospital and all of a sudden it's everyone else's problem. Problems averted and solved, for humans and animals alike. Win-win. Gordon Peterson, Okotoks.